This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. We just heard from Emily Stewart that trucking is one industry the Biden administration is targeting to grease the supply chain wheels. Earlier today, the president gave an update on his trucking action plan. For starters, he wants more truckers. The White House is pushing a pilot program that would allow people as young as 18 to drive big rigs. It's also trying to recruit more women into the industry. And the president wants to cut down on something called detention. No, no one's in trouble. That's the time truckers spend just waiting at ports and warehouses to load their vehicles with freight. Marketplace's Matt Levin reports.
Ideally, truckers get in and out of a warehouse or distribution center within a couple hours. But even before COVID, detention often took much longer. Back when he was a long hauler in the 1970s, Todd Spencer came prepared.
I read books by Alexander Solzhenitsyn. I read Les Mis.
An O. Henry short story wasn't going to cut it. Spencer is now the president of the Owner-Operator Independent Drivers Association. He says a large contributor to trucker burnout is just this waiting time, time that has gotten longer after COVID and time that truckers often don't get paid for.
It's a monumental problem in terms of driver satisfaction, but in the bigger picture, it undermines the efficiency of our entire supply chain.
David Carell at MIT agrees. According to his research, truck drivers on average spend only 6.5 hours actually driving, well below the 11 hours they're legally allowed. He says a driver shortage may be kind of a misdiagnosis.
We could carry all the loads that we needed to carry with the drivers that we have if we just made better use of their time. And we do that by reducing how long it takes to load and unload.
The trucking industry acknowledges detention is a problem. They don't want their trucks stuck at a warehouse for days on end. Many fleets charge extra for slow shippers. But Bob Costello with the American Trucking Associations maintains the driver shortage is real. And even if detention times were cut,
the driver shortage, it's so broad that none of these things on their own will fix it.
But it would help if there wasn't a shortage of warehouse workers, too. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.